With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's head out to the San Francisco area, and we'll do so right now with Ryan Covey, who does a great job on KMBR tonight. I'd like to listen to him on his program Monday through Friday, and he's kind enough to give us a few minutes right now. Let me just remind you, we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Ryan, appreciate a few minutes. Thanks for the time. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure, Zach. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing great. So the big difference from game one to game two is that the Houston Rockets, other than Harden and Chris Paul, really did show up. And they showed up in a big way, and there was a lot of scoring depth for the Houston Rockets last night compared to game one. Why do you think that was the case? What did you see the Rockets change from game one to game two?
Well, they were desperate tonight, Zach. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Look, you got to figure if the Warriors win this game tonight, the series is over. There's no way the Rockets are going to beat them 4 out of 5 times. They played desperate, and the Warriors didn't. And this was a big moment for them. It was kind of a checking for them in game one, as far as what the barometer is going to be in this series. And they weren't up to the task in game one. Clearly the Warriors outplayed them. We've seen this though from the Warriors, Zach, so far, really back into the regular season and in the playoffs, when they have wiggle room, when they're kind of playing with house's money, they don't always show up with their best performance. And what, they have 5 turnovers in the first couple of minutes of this game tonight. And clearly the Rockets understood that their season was on the line tonight. And they played like it, and you got to give them credit. I mean, hey, P.J. Tucker, 8 of 9 tonight. Ariza was a stud. The most telling stat for me in this game, Eric Gordon by himself outscored Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You do that, you're going to beat the Golden State Warriors.
Very gritty performance from the Rockets, and it was much needed. Now this shifts back out west, and like I said just a few moments ago, and we all know the Rockets had a really good regular season, being the number one overall seed going in. We all thought the Warriors would probably be the preeminent seed in the Western Conference. But I'm not going to believe that the Rockets are going to really win this series or have a chance to win this series until they take one in either games 3 or 4. What will it take for you to really believe in this Houston Rockets team and maybe make the fans out there where you live feel a little nervous?
Yeah, I think that's it. And the Warriors have been so good at home. The Golden State Warriors were never worried about going on the road and winning a game. Obviously, from a Warriors fan's perspective, you would have loved to have seen them get both, because then, it pretty much puts the series on ice coming back home. Now you've got some work to do, but you're absolutely right. I mean, the Warriors are damn good at home. We've seen it time and time again. And the Rockets are going to have their hands full. And we've seen it in the playoffs down the years, especially with this Warriors team, and we saw it with the Rockets tonight. Role players typically play better at home in playoff games. And guys like Sean Livingston, David West, they haven't been good enough in this series, in particular tonight. Kevon Looney's been pretty good, and I would expect him to be back in the starting lineup, and that would have Andre Iguodala coming off of the bench. Kerr rolled out the Hamptons 5 in the first 2 games. I would expect that to change. But, you get back into that environment at Oracle Arena with Dub Nation. That's tough for the Rockets. Now, the Rockets can hang their hat on the fact that they came in here opening night and beat the Warriors. So they have gone into this building and beaten the Warriors, but it's a whole different story come playoff time. And, if you're the Warriors, you just figure at some point, if the Rockets are going to win this series now, they're going to have to beat us once at Oracle. The Warriors already know they can win in Houston. It remains to be seen if Houston can do it at Oracle. And the one thing we have seen under Steve Kerr, Zach, when the Warriors take a loss that next game, they're usually pretty dangerous, and they've got a ton of time off. I mean, game 3 is until Sunday. I don't think Curry's 100% right now. He's still ramping back up to full speed. So give them a couple days to lick their wounds, really evaluate their performance in game 2, where they came up short, and I think you're going to see a much better Warriors team on Sunday.
If you have to look at game 3, and with all that you just said about Steph, and we know the first 2 games of this series, he has not been good, 2 of 13 from behind the arc. Give me what you maybe will predict what Steph Curry will look like in a game number 3.
Yeah, a couple days off are going to do him some good. I think, we've seen the Warriors run so much of their offense through Durant in this series. And because, I mean, he's such a matchup nightmare. This is no secret that Kevin Durant's basically an unguardable entity. But the Warriors ran a lot of ISO ball with Durant in the first couple of games. And what that does is it creates, you know, it causes the rest of the offense to get a little stagnant. And I think we saw that tonight. And when Curry did get his looks, he was kind of forcing up shots. And they were good looks by Curry standards, which Curry standards aren't the normal standard as far as what constitutes a good look. But even for Curry standards, they weren't totally up to par. So I would expect them to, you know, do a little more ball movement, work a little more pick and roll, move guys around, a little more back cutting, and a little less of that Kevin Durant on an island to just be in the offense. You know, it's great. I mean, Durant can score, but he can't score every time. And, you know, when you got Klay sitting there not getting looks for long stretches, he only took 11 shots tonight. Curry, 1 of 8. Coach Kerr understands better than anybody else. Having the Splash Brothers going, that's the kind of stuff that'll cause that snowball effect and put the Rockets, you know, kind of behind the eight ball, as it were. So I would expect the Warriors to do a little less ISO ball with Durant, a little more ball screen, a little more movement off the ball, and kind of get back to their regular offense. But the most important thing, Zach, in Game 3 is going to be the Warriors not committing silly turnovers and playing to their level defensively. They didn't match the Rockets' intensity tonight. Rockets were desperate. Warriors weren't. That's why this series is now 1-1.
Does that mean they don't respect the Houston Rockets?
You know, I think it's, you know, the Warriors, for whatever reason, I was talking to Connor Letourneau, who covers the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle on my show tonight, and, you know, we noticed the same thing. For whatever reason, the Warriors just still haven't found their motivation yet this year. And, you know, you're in the Western Conference Finals against the Houston Rockets, and by the way, that's a team that was good enough to have home court advantage in the Western Conference and throughout the playoffs. They need to be respected. But I almost feel like the Warriors are at a place now where they feel like if they show up and do the things that they're capable of and play at the level that they're capable of, they can beat anybody, you know, and beat them soundly. That's all true, and that's fine and dandy. But when you get away from those things, i.e. protecting the ball, playing defense, finishing plays, when you get away from those kind of things, a team like the Rockets can beat you. Having said that, P.J. Tucker is not going to have another game like this in this series. You combine that with what Ariza did tonight, Gordon. I mean, it wasn't Paul and Harden that beat him. And you got to figure, if you're the Warriors, you know, getting back at home and getting some of those role players involved is going to be, you know, obviously conducive to them having success. But you're right. For whatever reason, this team hasn't been totally motivated yet this year. And maybe tonight's, you know, kind of butt kicking, and that's what Steve Kerr called it, will be enough to kind of get that inspired performance out of them. We shall see, but I'm still picking the Warriors. I had the Warriors in 6 when this series started, and at some point, if the Rockets are going to win the series, they're going to have to win a game in Golden State, and we know that that's going to be a tall order.
He's the host of KNBR Tonight. We're talking to Ryan Covey. It's After Hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about Kevin Durant, 37-38 through the first two games of this series. Is there a game in this series where he does not get 30 points or more?
I don't think so. I mean, the Rockets don't have an answer for him defensively. You know, it's the matchup nightmare that KD's been putting on teams for years. You know, you want to put a smaller, faster guy on him? No problem. KD will just rise up and shoot over him. Okay, you put a big man on him. KD will break him down on the dribble, take him out, you know, to the arc where a big man's not comfortable and either attack and penetrate or pull up from there. I mean, Kevin Durant's the unguardable entity. He's been absolutely lights out in the conference finals throughout his career. The Rockets have zero matchup answers for him defensively. And I think we've seen this Rockets team under D'Antoni this year and the team that Daryl Morey put together, much more of an emphasis on the defensive side of the ball. That's what's allowed them to get to this position. But as far as Durant goes, nah, there's no answer for him, and he's just going to get his money. It's almost like, you know, if you're the Warriors, the way you look at a guy like James Harden or the way you look at a LeBron James, those guys are going to eat. It's about limiting the damage that those other guys on the squad do. But if you're the Golden State Warriors, those other guys also happen to be like all-stars and MVPs and, you know, your Klay Thompsons and Draymond Green. So if you're the Warriors, you're happy with the split, and I still have them winning this series in 6. But tonight, definitely a wake-up call for the Dubs.
Last one for you, Rye. Sure. When you look at this, and you know KD, you know Steph, you know Klay, they're expected to – you know, KD has done his role, but you expect Steph and Klay to just be a little bit better than what they were last night, and probably a lot better if you're a Golden State Warriors fan. But when you look at Draymond and Capella from an offensive standpoint, and obviously if the other three guys click, it could not matter. But I really do believe to determine how many games this series go, a lot of it's going to be the offensive production of Draymond and Capella and what those totals do look like.
Yeah, and we know Draymond is capable of scoring. Obviously, that's not his primary focus. What the Warriors want to do is, you know, have the big boys, you know, the big three, get the bulk of the scoring, and then maybe, you know, have one of those role players, be it a Nick Young or a Kevon Looney, a David West, Sean Livingston, maybe one of those guys step up to give you double figures. You know, Draymond, I feel like his shot, he doesn't have a lot of confidence in it right now. He had a couple of looks tonight, and he missed them badly. I feel like when Draymond makes a bucket right now, especially a three-pointer, he's, like, surprised when it goes in. But you're right. I mean, you know, a lot of times these big star players are going to cancel each other out, and then it's going to be about those role players separating themselves and, you know, providing that difference in the scoring. Draymond is capable of it. I mean, think back to what he did in Game 7 against the Cavaliers in the finals a couple of years ago. We know Draymond can score. That's not really what he's required to do and asked to do from Steve Kerr and this team. He's got it in him, but his buckets need to be in close to the basket, put backs, you know, transition buckets, things like that. You don't want Draymond Green shooting threes. Houston will give them that look all day long.
Ryan Covey, KNBR tonight. Ryan, great insight. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.